Good evening. Welcome to a Desney Report Wrestling Podcast, episode 22. We are the Horsemen. I got Heel Sparks in the building. I got Edwin. I got Frank. I'm Corey. And we got a special guest in the building. We got Pat. How you guys doing today?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on tonight.
Hey, what up, what up? What up?
Barbarian.
We'll fill him in later.
Fill me in.
We will.
Well, we had a very, very packed week of wrestling. And I want to start with, to me, the biggest news, maybe of the last couple of years, Sting to AEW, a 2-year contract. But it's not just 2 years. It's a full-time wrestling schedule. How you guys feel about that?
Who want to take this first?
you know, I need a little heel on this.
Go ahead, Khalid.
Here we go. Here we go. Listen, for all you people out there that tell me, oh, you like Goldberg, oh, you into the old guys, I just want to say this. AEW has just signed a 61-year-old man, and I'm not hating on him. I'm not hating because I'm a big Sting fan. I'm from the 90s, so I watched WCW, like, religiously. I was a big fan of Sting. I'm still a big fan of Sting. I just don't want people to tell me that the older guys don't matter. As you see, some of them still do matter, and some of them can still sell T-shirts at an incredible rate, breaking records first day of their shirt being sold for a certain company. So, yeah, I like it. I think it's a good thing. I don't know if he's going to wrestle. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I like the fact that he's here. That's all I'm saying.
He has to wrestle, right? What do you mean you don't think he's going to wrestle?
Well, he can't wrestle.
Listen. I would want him to wrestle, personally. If you ask me deep down in my heart, would I want him to wrestle? Hell yeah, I want him to wrestle one time. I want to beat Arn Anderson. I was about to curse again. I want to fight Arn Anderson. I want to see him beat Cody Rhodes. I want to see him beat Darby Allin. Yeah. That's just a dream of mine, though. I know that probably is not going to happen, but that's what I would like to
see. Maybe a cinematic match.
Yeah, there we go.
Maybe.
Cinematic match.
What'd you think, Pat?
Well, you know, totally unbiased, being that I was Sting the last two Halloweens. Last year I was this black and white. This year I was Wolfpack Sting. But I agree. I'm happy to see Sting. You know, it's nice to see him, but I really don't want him in the ring. You know, maybe I just care too much at 61. Yeah. I mean, as a manager, I'm all for it. Maybe start a faction, a stable. But as far as, you know, I'd love to see one more Stinger Splash. You know what I'm saying? Scorpion Death Drop, all that. But, you know, I just can't see him fighting again, you know. Full-time is exciting, but just hopefully not in a wrestling capacity.
We might get a Stinger Splash. That's probably about it. But I mentioned earlier, it's cool that he's in. You know, just seeing Sting in general, like when Tony Schiavone was yelling his name when he came out, it was pretty cool. But you know, you just don't want to see him or hurt himself at 61. I mean, I'm sure other people are like, oh, you know, we want a Sting match, but not me.
You got to look at the reality of the situation too, you know.
Yeah. Him as a manager would be great, but
that's what I was thinking, manager.
Yeah, it's nice to see him though. It's cool.
But you never know. Like he may want that last match, because he did come out and say that, you know, WWE mistreated him, or he wasn't happy with the way WWE treated him, and he wanted a cinematic match with Undertaker.
I know, man. And it's like, honestly, I wanted that Sting Taker match for years, but until I saw how good the AJ one went, I was like, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
Sting Taker, that reminds me of like Botchomania in Saudi Arabia when you had the Brothers Destruction versus DX. So I don't want to see those two. But my thing is this. What was Sting's injury?
He had a neck injury.
He
had a neck injury. So WWE didn't clear him. So then AEW to me is funny because they said they would never hire older people. Their whole motto was, we're going to have a sports-oriented feel and we're going to build out young guys. But now they realize, like, man, we have no ratings here. We have to bring the older guys.
Well, Corey, it's
called Who's next? Kurt Angle?
Yeah. Kurt Angle is next. Ryback is next. I want that to happen, really, honestly. I'm all in for the Ryback thing. I've heard rumors about that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Why, can you remind you of Goldberg?
He does.
Yep. That's exactly
right. Ryback said in his podcast that he wants to come back, but he's suffering from neck injuries as well.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think nobody wants to see Ryback.
I wouldn't want to see Ryback.
Yeah.
All right. So if Sting does have one more match in AEW, who is it against?
Well, it's not going to be one match, right? 2 years?
Well, he's if he has one match within those 2 years, just let's say one match, who is it against?
Cody?
He has to fight Cody, the second best wrestler in the world right now.
Khalid?
Cody's not the second best wrestler in
the
world.
You're bugging him.
It could be.
Sorry for that, Pat. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, don't mind Corey. Corey's.
Don't mind Corey on that one.
Outrageous things. Like,
I don't know. It's just a tough one because, like you said, all right, I got to be realistic. I like Sting, but I got to be realistic. He is 61. He has to have a slow match with somebody that's going to hold the pace down with him. Exactly. So I'm thinking of, Cody's good at that. Cody can.
I feel like Cody would take care of him. He'll take care of him in the ring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can camouflage some of Sting's maybe weaknesses or whatever you want to call it. He's not going to be explosive. He's not going to do the stuff that the other AEW stars do.
No, of course
okay?
not.
Right,
Cody. Thanks, Pat.
Man, Sting, I honestly don't think it's far-fetched to pull out somebody from his era, WCW, like Arn Anderson, something like
there
that.
There we go.
I'm with that because I think he's so much older than anybody else. Like the whole Cody thing, and that's cool and all, but he's so like he's about to be 62 in March. Like I think Arn Anderson makes sense, and it ain't gonna be. It might be 3 minutes, but it happened. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold up. I'm sorry. I hate to disrupt you. What are you? First off, you must be drinking something in that cup.
It's just, I don't know.
Arn Anderson versus Sting.
Hey, remember,
Lord Jesus.
You know, like you said, you got to get in and get out, right? Get in and get out.
I don't know, man. I can get behind it.
I'm going Chris Jericho.
Very good,
Chris Jericho. We get the NWJP, the pain maker with the little face paint, Chris Jericho versus Stinger.
Right.
I'll take that.
And it's only like a 10-11.
That's a bad choice.
It's not drastic, you know?
And you know, Chris Jericho's pace has slowed down a lot from you know, his career. So I think it would be perfect.
Yeah, for sure.
Do we know how much he's getting?
No, I didn't see that. I just know it's 2 years.
I didn't study.
Yeah, sure. How much you think he's worth? How much would you give him?
To be honest, he's still a name. I know. I know it.
Like you said, the rating is just crazy. Yeah.
He's still a name. I would pay him $1 million a year, something like that.
$1 million.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what he's getting. $1 million.
I think that's probably correct. So $2 million.
His t-shirt was the highest selling t-shirt ever. In AEW history in one day.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's AEW though.
You're right, but still, that's still a great accomplishment for that company. Like,
I could see that $1 million.
Yeah.
Poor Sting. We're gonna move on to something here that I know everyone's gonna love. Uh-huh. So we had Kenny Omega with the help of Don Callis. Winning the AEW championship versus John Moxley. And now it seems like they're merging to have a some sort of agreement with Impact or TNA. I don't know what the hell their name is now. What do you guys think about this? Because this to me is like mud show wrestling at its finest. And I'm not watching Access TV.
Is TNA even good?
I haven't watched it in a couple of years, to be honest with you. You know, I think, you know, I'm just going to jump in real quick. I think that they're throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with it or disagree with it, but I'm interested to seeing FTR, Lucha Bros, revisiting Impact, the Good Brothers, whatever they're called now, coming over. Just the unpredictability. But going far as their agreements, I don't know where it's going. They probably don't know. I'm curious to see, you know, in a month or two what happens.
I think it's good. One, we get Corey to get Corey is now going to watch Impact on Tuesday. I'm sure he wants to see what Kenny Omega has to say.
I think that's it.
He's anti, Corey's anti anything AW or WWE. He hates independent circuit. He hates, and I don't know why, because half the people in the wrestling industry, they all came from the independent circuit. It's very rare you get like a Randy Orton that's like a third-gen wrestler that walks right into WWE. But he, Corey doesn't understand that, but that's Corey. But you'll be able to watch TNA or Impact now on Tuesday, and then we get some guys coming over on Wednesday. I just think it's a good mix. It could be good. It could be bad. You just never know. I like it though.
You know, I would say this, right? Here's the thing about AEW. I'm never really excited about nothing they do, but the fact that they have this cliffhanger, it reminds me of the old school. It reminds me of things that I used to watch back in the days of Raw, because it reminds me of like, oh, wow, what just happened? I need to see what's going to happen next week. And that's why I said, you know, we was having some text talking throughout the week, and I was saying how AEW, I thought, had a really good show this week. And that's what I was talking about. I was like, this ending, whether you like the match or not, that
was a big ending.
I like the match personally, but whether you liked it or not, it is what it is. It's the angle at the end that's mm-hmm. going to make you want to watch next week the show. And this is what wrestling is missing a lot. They're missing that angle, that cliffhanger to make me want to watch the next thing. I don't want to watch Raw this week. I know I have to because I do this with y'all. But I really don't want to watch it because they didn't do nothing to make me want to watch it. AEW did something this week that made me want to watch the next show.
And so, you're also going to watch Impact.
Yeah. Well, Impact, I was watching a little bit of it.
Impact is about to get ratings that they've never had before. Or
they're going to get like 150.
They might get a little more.
From like 70,000, they'll probably get 150.
Well, they throughout the duration of the show, it probably won't be bad. You know, they won't have that much. But once that, of course, Kenny Omega is going to come out at the end. Once he comes out, the ratings then will just go, they'll just jump.
From Kenny Omega? Kenny Omega is not a big name.
I mean, I get it. He's really not. I understand what you're trying to say. But all I'm saying is that they did something that made me want to at least invest more time into watching their product. You know what I mean? Just a little bit more.
He's a big name. For these two organizations, Kenny Omega is a big name.
He definitely is.
You can't say he's not a big name.
Oh, he's not a big name. And I can't name five people from Impact Wrestling right now. I can't name five.
Five? Let me think. Five.
Yeah, I can't name five. And I'm with
Corey
five.
On that one. I'm with Corey
exactly.
on that one.
Exactly. Moose. And it can't be like...
Moose.
Yeah.
Did I say Moose already?
Hornswoggle, man.
Hornswoggle's Hornswoggle. AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, right? I saw that. About that.
Edwin, give me five. Give me five people.
Rich Swann.
Rich Swann, okay.
What's his name?
Eric Young.
Give me somebody that didn't come from like WWE recently. And I know
Eric Shamrock.
Who? You said Ken Shamrock?
The North, Sami Callihan.
Sami's still there?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Sami's still there.
Yeah, Sami.
Who's their star? Who's their star right now?
It's the champion's Rich Swann.
Who's that?
The champ, what do you mean? The champion?
You know, Rich
of what?
Swann. Rich Swann was in WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not the champion.
He was 205.
Wait. Are you serious? Or are you joking?
Yeah,
do I have to Google this?
He's dead serious. He's dead serious.
He's the champion?
Yeah. He beat Eric Young.
My man was a 205 wrestler.
He's put on a lot of weight.
He put on a lot of weight. I bet. Now he has their major championship. Yeah. That's why I'm not watching Access and I'm not an AEW. I'm telling you this right now. I'm done with you. I am done with them. This is horrible. And I'm done with this conversation. I'm moving on to something.
Listen, you are heel Corey today. I'm taking the heel off my name, man.
I'm taking the heel right now.
I'm corporate Sparks. I'm corporate Sparks today. I'm about to put on my
patch next.
Because I know it's right now what I'm about to say is Khalib and I versus Edwin and Frank. So Pat, I need your advice on this. Oh, I call this segment. Right. I call this to flip or not to flip. I want to talk about that Jeff Hardy box that he did. when he did a swanton dive and banged his head on the stairs. To me, it's horrible. Do you think that flips are necessarily needed in wrestling? In terms of, I know flips are important, but do you think you should do a major flip in every single match that you do? Especially the fact that he had, I don't know what those small guitars he had. Elias hold the guitars. Elias is literally holding all these guitars like this and then do a botch. I just don't get it. What do you think? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think that before I get to that point, that match unto itself, doing all that, I think they should save for pay-per-view. I don't think Monday Night Raw needs that. Yeah. But anyway, I think with the flips, I'm all for it, but it's not necessary, especially when you're at Jeff Hardy's age. I know that's his what he's known for, and I know he can't help himself. But I think, like, man, it's just not necessary, especially ones that are so risky. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, he almost knocked himself out on the steps. So I'm not a big fan on the flips all the time. Yeah, so I don't mind them, like, overall. I know AEW thrives on it, but I don't think necessarily all the time. You don't need, like, 4, 5, or 6 in one match.
He's, like, his thing is he's, like, anti, like, well, Khabib and Corey, they don't like a Ricochet type or, like, a Will Ospreay type or, like, a Young Bucks. They feel like they flip too much. But
they're too athletic for them.
I think they're super athletic to do those type of moves. Yeah. Now, they don't want to see big guys doing those things, which, you know, of course, I agree. Like, the big guys really shouldn't do it, because look at what's his name? Ivar from
Viking Raiders.
Yeah.
Viking Raiders.
He did that dive and tore his whole leg up. Like, yeah. But that's just their point. I enjoy the flips. I enjoy the Ricochet types. I don't think there's anything.
Hey, Pat.
But I agree what you said. Like, they shouldn't have Jeff Hardy at his age doing those type of stunts.
Hey, Pat. Yeah. Pat, this is the real question that needs to be asked.
Yes.
If you name your top 5 wrestlers of all time, does any of them flip? Do any of them?
Probably not. Probably not.
Exactly.
Probably not. Right.
But you have to look at it. You have to look at it like that. That generation of, like, wrestling, like, that was just their style. This is, like, a newer style of wrestling now.
Yeah.
Pat. Yeah, he's kind of diverting the question. Pat.
He is.
People like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Why do you like Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Oh, man. The glass shatters. That's it. That's all I need. He doesn't even have to go to the ring.
It's called coolness. It's coolness.
Yeah.
That's why you like him. I think I rest my case. Yeah. If I was an attorney right now, I would be winning this.
We would have left. Case closed. No, I know. It's definitely not necessary. But I don't mind flips. Could I do without them? Yeah, sure. But it doesn't. They don't bother me. It just bothers me to see a spot like a Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Almost, you know, being knocked out on the stairs like that. That was bad. I thought he was definitely.
I enjoy flips too. I like some flips. I even see they don't tell you the truth. They don't tell you the fact that I even put a Young Bucks match over. They don't tell you that I gave compliments to a Young Bucks match. They don't show you. They don't tell you that part.
All right.
That was the first time in how long?
Yeah, that was a
no, no, no. One. You put FTR over. It's not the Young Bucks. That was not a Young Bucks match.
So
you know.
Yeah. You go, Corey.
No. Do your thing.
Okay.
No.
What I was just trying to say is I don't mind flips. It is I think it's athletic. I think these guys are athletic that do it. Mm-hmm. I think they really have talent, but the psychology of the match sometimes when they do the flip is where I lose a little bit of, you know, kind of enjoyment from the match. Like Ospreay is a good example. The guy just does flips just for no reason sometimes.
Right.
You just like he literally flips at the right time.
He literally does. I remember I was watching, what is it called? The Dominion 2017? One of these things. I remember it was him and Rey Fénix. I swear to God, in the beginning of this match, I know people loved it, but in the beginning, all they did was flip. that's literally all they did in the beginning of the match was flip, do another flip, counter into a flip, jump out of something into a flip, try to hit him with a stunner. He flipped out of the stunner. I said, what Mortal Kombat crap am I watching here? Like, that's what I'm talking about, Pat.
All right, that's fair. No, that's really fair. It's fair. To me, it's not a necessity. But, hey, you enjoy it. I enjoy it every now and again, but I can do without.
Yeah, right. That's all I'm trying to say.
That's fair.
I have no problems with the flips. Just in the right spots sometimes, you know.
You know who my favorite guy is who does flips? AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Perfect. Athletic. He does his thing. He's learning character. He's becoming a great character. But Ricochet, man.
All right. But hold on. Hold on.
How old is That's AJ why he's Styles in main now? Event right now.
Oh, huh? How old is AJ Styles now?
40-something?
Did you watch AJ Styles in the early years in TNA?
Yeah.
When he didn't know any better? Yeah.
When he didn't know me, but he was he did a lot of flips too. He jumped
off
the ropes.
You know why? And where did that get him? Nowhere. In that mud show, that was that mud show organization.
Nah.
Now
at
when
that
he went
time,
to the
that point in time, TNA was hot. Again,
TNA
like
was
I said,
never hot.
I bet you haven't seen it yet. Go back and watch AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels.
AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels?
One of the best matches I've seen, hands down.
I like that match.
I'll go to the network, WWE Network. Is it in the WWE Network?
I'll send you the YouTube link. Don't worry, you ain't gonna find it.
The YouTube.
If it's not a WWE Network, I'm not watching it.
Whoa!
If it's not a WWE Network, I am not watching this.
I can't win with this guy. I can't.
I'm not watching this garbage, this mud show wrestling. I'm not doing it. So I want to move on to a positive or negative you got on Raw. From each person, what's one positive and one negative that you got?
Man, that's hard.
And for me, I'll start with a positive. Me was AJ Styles. So him winning that triple threat, and now he's gonna be fighting Drew. I think that's gonna be actually really good for Drew because I like Drew, but he's missing something. So I think AJ could just bring it out of him. And okay, I feel bad for Ricochet. So Ricochet lost to Slapjack. Is that his name? Slapjack. What's his real name? Thorn something?
Saint Thorn.
WWE, listen. Don't do that man like that. Listen, if you're going to use him, just bring him in catering. I don't want to see him lose to Slapjack. So that's my thing. You guys got anything?
I mean, that's probably what stood out the most was that triple threat match. I mean, besides the Jeff Hardy fall, other than that, it wasn't really, you know, really much going on. I don't know. I find it interesting at some point, though. I'm sure we're going to get it. We'll get, like, a Sheamus-Drew McIntyre tag team for a little bit, but then we'll get Drew versus Sheamus at some point down the line.
I was going to say, do you think he's going to turn?
I think so, yeah. He's way too close right now.
Yeah.
You could just see it coming.
Okay. How about go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the positive of Raw is that it's over. No, I'm joking. listen. Raw's hard to watch. It's a 3-hour show. It's hard to watch.
Hard, man.
I'll be honest. If it wasn't for you guys, I want to thank you guys very much because if it wasn't for you guys, I probably wouldn't be watching this show. Like, honestly. Like, it's a tough watch. I'm trying to think positive. Yeah, it's positive. AJ winning that match because, you know, I think it sets up him, you know, it's him and Drew, and that should be a good match. I mean, I'm thinking it should be. Their styles don't seem to, you know, be so alternate against each other. So I think it should be a fun match to watch. But, you know, I'm expecting Drew to win. But it should be a fun match to watch. The negative, was it this week? Because I'm not sure because we didn't do a show last week. I'm trying to remember. Was it this week that the whole incident with the girl?
Yeah.
Her mask fell off. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Her mask fell off.
Yeah, what the hell? What the hell was that of all? And you know what? You know what's funny about that? I swear to God, and I said this before, if that was a live audience there, and that would have happened. You would have got the you effed up chance.
Or
you would have got the Mia Yim chance.
If they were in New York, it depends where you were. Depends where you are. But
if it's in Chicago, New Orleans.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was a real bad look for WWE. I don't know what they're gonna do now. Now that we know we always knew who it was. It's Keith's girlfriend. We know who this person is. You know, I don't understand why they're doing this. You know,
I mean,
I'm just waiting for one of those other idiots to get their mask taken off. That's going to be the real funny part when that happens.
The only thing is, like, WWE, they were still trying to like disguise like her personality. Like we didn't know like
her hair.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? Really?
Right.
But like, does she stay in Retribution or what? Because she, you know, this guy came out, Mustafa, and was like, oh, you were disgraced, you lost. So like, what happens now?
Yeah, we don't lose. Even that's all they do is lose.
They just lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're done in a few weeks. I'm guaranteeing it. A few weeks, they're gone. It's an embarrassment. I don't even get. They go from chainsaws, beating people up with sledgehammers to losing every single week. Horrible. I'll move to let's move to SmackDown. And for me,
ooh, SmackDown.
The positive. I actually thought SmackDown was great. I thought the whole thing was great, but the biggest thing to me is Roman Reigns, man. I mean, this guy is on another level. I think it was him and Jey Uso versus Kevin Owens and Otis, a really fat dude. Man, this dude's on another level. I think right now he's the best wrestler, hands down. Actually, I think he's the 1, 2, and 3. He's the man.
He is. The best heel out right now, too.
Yeah, I disagree with you
on that one. Yeah, 100% best heel.
He's killing it.
what do you guys think
about SmackDown?
Yeah, so what I think the highlight to me, I mean, the whole Reigns bit has been good. I think, though, to me personally, I like seeing Big E come out with his own new theme music. I think it's the beginning of a big, potentially, you know, run for him, or at least bigger matches, some main event matches, some opportunities in 2021. I'm just happy to see him take that next step. You know what I mean? Because I think it's time. The New Day was great with him, but what more could they have done? You know, they got, what, 10 tag titles? And one of the low points to me, as much as I love what's going on with Roman Reigns, I'm getting tired with the Jey bit. Roman's doing great, and I like that slow burn with what they're doing. But I think with the Jey Uso bit, it's just like, we get it. You know what I'm saying? We get it. He's not living up to your expectations. I don't know. It's kind of like just a little at a standstill for me with the whole Jey thing. I don't know. I just feel like they got to incorporate something else at some point. You know, I'm sure they will with Jimmy when he returns, maybe a month or two. But yeah, that was one of the low points to me. I just wish they could incorporate more with Roman, like building his character in this capacity, but not just nagging on Jey all the time.
Where is Jimmy?
He had shoulder surgery, no?
Something like that.
Shoulder surgery?
Yeah, I think shoulder or leg, something.
He's going to catering. Roman's going to catering.
Nah, they're going to put him back in the tag team. Even though Jey is hot. Uh-huh. Even though, I mean, like, he's getting a lot of, like, you know.
Big moments.
Main event Jey? Nah. Main event Jey is staying, man. Jimmy's going right to the catering with the Naomi, man. They're both going to be in catering.
But, you know, of course, the Roman point is the main thing pretty much on SmackDown right now. But I'm going to just go right into a low. was Bayley losing to Natalya. Like Bayley Bayley was hot for how long? She was like doing her thing, tag team, running the women's division, and all of a sudden, like, I'm like, man, she just takes this loss to Natalya. I'm like, what are they trying to do with her? Like, I don't understand.
I think she might be on vacation soon.
At Survivor Series, she was like one of the first two out, no?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah,
I think she was hurt, man, when they botched that superplex.
Mm. Oh yeah,
that was insane, man.
That for me was like, wow.
It was surprising.
Yeah. Poor Bayley. Last but not least, AEW. I got my high point and low point is Sting. On one hand, I'm happy for him. 61, you know, he gets another shot. Nice little run. But at the end of the day, you're 61 and you're taking a spot away from one of these young kids that need to groom. So for me, that's my positive and negative. What do you guys
think?
Unless
he helps them out. Unless he helps out the young people, he can
put them over. I think he can help them out. I'm sure he'll be backstage coaching.
Probably.
Just showing these boys the ropes. Especially you're probably on the mic, because a lot of people on AEW don't got mic skills. So he's probably going to help out there or something.
I don't think Sting had mic skills.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, when the last time I heard Sting do a promo?
Well, as a Sting character, he didn't really cut too many promos, but when
as the Crow Sting character though.
Yes. Just, yes.
But as the regular, when he was, I was watching some earlier stuff, you know, when he was like happy-go-lucky guy. He would cut a promo then too.
Yeah, definitely. For sure, man. I think the high point was definitely Sting. I think he'll be more of a I understand what Corey was saying about, you know, taking the spotlight away potentially. I don't think he'll be more of a mentor. Just having him there, he might not help people on a mic per se, but I think just maybe teach people to have a presence in some capacity. You know what I mean? Maybe say less, do more mentality. I think that is really just going to be big. Even having them backstage, they don't need to show them all the time out. Maybe just cut vignettes. You know what I'm saying? Little in the back. One of the low points to me was the women's match. The women's division is very hit or miss. It's either like, wow, that was solid, or most of the time it's like, wow, like, you know, yeah. And you try to give everybody fair shine and stuff, and they're still, you know, that's the one part of AEW that they've slowly been trying to improve. But that was probably the low point to me, the Britt Baker and Layla match.
We talk about that all the time, how that is the weakest division in AEW. Like,
definitely.
Like, their best matches are with the NWA title.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thunder Rosa comes along.
Mm-hmm. Thunder Rosa and them over, yeah.
Which is, you know, that's kind of crazy. But, yeah, I'm with everybody here. You know, pretty much the highlight was Sting. That was pretty much the highlight. The low light, I got to be honest. The beginning of this show, that Battle Royal, I was about to curse again. Holy snaps, was that bad. That right there is like,
yeah.
Guess whose boy was in there?
I know.
Guess whose boy was in there? Huh? Your boy MJF.
Yeah.
Throw him in the trash. Garbage.
He made that. That Battle Royal.
Bro, get him out of here. Get him out.
That Battle Royal was complete horse crap. And it made me think, and shout out to Pat Patterson for creating the Royal Rumble, because, you know, and rest in peace to him, because the Royal Rumble, that made me think, it made me go, wow, the Royal Rumble is really great.
Yeah.
Because when you try to do a Battle Royal and just throw up a bunch of people, random people in one ring, and you try to get something intriguing, you get some crap like this. Everybody was in a freaking group. It was at one point, three people were hiding together in the turnbuckles. I'm like, this is a Battle Royal. This is supposed to be every man for themselves to win this stupid ring or whatever this is called that they're doing. And you got three guys over here, two guys that work over here, another group of guys that's over here. I'm like, what is this? What is this?
Nowadays, like, they try to make a Royal Rumble out of anything now. Like, number one contender, or you win this small trophy. Like, I don't know. I just think the Royal Rumble is such a prestige, like, pay-per-view or an event. Like, it should only just be, honestly, for WWE, for that one event. Yeah. Don't have it for, like, this or that. You know, it just makes no sense to me.
It always seems like with whatever company, too, they got all these wrestlers backstage or in catering, and they're like, well, what can we do with them?
Exactly.
Royal, and we'll add a stipulation, you know? Yeah. Like, it's overdone.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, wait, Pat, I want to ask you something, too, because I'm going to pick on Corey again. Do you like MJF?
Do I like MJF? I think he's phenomenal on the mic. I don't like him per se because I'm not a big heel guy.
Do you think he's a good wrestler?
I think he's a solid wrestler. I wouldn't say he's, yet, you know, up here or down there. I think he's solid.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot. 24 years old.
Yeah.
But, you know, am I a fan? Not necessarily, but I think he's doing his damn thing.
But he's not a fan.
I don't watch. No, stop. Don't do that, Evan. Don't do that. I'm not a baseball guy, but what is that called? Like, when you swing the bat and then you don't hit the ball, that's called a strike. So you just struck out just now because your point, you just try to put me on the spot, but then, I mean, come on now.
Man, you were big on MJF. They're not doing nothing with him, bro. He's done.
It's a damn shame. So I think he's going to actually lose to Orange Cassidy.
He is.
Yeah, that's –
the Battle Royale, right.
And if he loses to Orange Cassidy, I will say this right now, I will not watch AEW ever again.
Listen, if he loses to Orange Cassidy, am I to understand if he loses to Orange Cassidy, that means that Orange Cassidy would win the stupid ring, and Orange Cassidy, would that make Orange Cassidy the number one contender for AEW championship?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. If you win the ring, you get a championship shot?
I thought that's what it was. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wow.
Thank you. Right.
That's a nutty match. Him and Kenny Omega. What the hell? I wouldn't want to see that.
Nah. Well, now we go to the big dog. The main event. NXT War Games. We start out with the women's War Games match. Team Shotzi, we had Shotzi Blackheart, Ember Moon, Rhea Ripley, and Io Shirai versus Team Candice, Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez, and Toni Storm. Toni Storm, the best women's wrestler in the game right now. Just want to add that. What do you guys think about that match? Let me say something. I'm sorry. I got a vent on this one. So this match started at what, 7? And it ended 7:45, 7:46,
something like
46 minutes of botching, like less is more. Like, I don't understand why they have them going so much. Like, there was a spot where Io Shirai was on top of the cage. They saw her. She then took a trash can, put it over herself, and they're looking at her. She's looking at them, and then you jump. What was the point of that? The logic of these matches just don't make any sense. It's just stupid. I'm out. What do you guys think?
It started slow, but really I think it once everybody got in the ring, it picked up a little bit. I mean, the only thing is, what makes it a little harder now with not having an audience is you hear a lot of the transitions, and they're like, oh, you know.
Hear them talking,
or do this or do that. Like you can actually hear it because there's no fans cheering, so you hear that, and then you're like, oh man, like really, like. But I thought it was good. I didn't think it was. You said it was horrible, Corey. I didn't think it was horrible.
It had its moments.
Two out of ten.
Nah, I disagree.
I enjoyed it. I don't think it was terrible. I noticed some botches. I think a lot of things are obvious now with no crowd. Whether you're obviously, but I enjoyed it. I mean, there were some strange spots. You know, the trash can was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, and it was even crazier that one time when I think Dakota Kai landed on her and she couldn't get out of the trash can.
Yeah,
when
she stepped under.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. What is going on? So there are some concerning moments. But overall, I didn't dislike it. I thought it was solid. It did run long, though. It was almost the first whole hour. I was like, wow, this is going to be a midnight NXT show. But it was cool.
Dakota Kai was getting ragged in that match. The way they were throwing her against the cage, like there was the spot where Rhea Ripley tied her with the belt and like
belt in the neck.
Oh my God. Yes. I was like, wow.
Thought that was it for her.
Yeah, I was like, she's done. She's going to be hurting in the morning, I'll tell you that.
Ice bath.
What do you think, Frank?
It was all right. I think I had his moments. It wasn't terrible, but it was too much botching going on. Too much going on.
Way too much going on, and who took the pin? Who was it?
Io.
Io took Shirai.
She got power bombed on the ladder.
Yeah, on that ladder.
I'm surprised.
Raquel, right? Raquel.
Yep.
I'm surprised they did that. Like I wouldn't expect her to. Well, maybe they setting up something. Raquel versus Io or something.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the match. I thought it was okay. I mean, I didn't think
Corporate Khalid, give it to them.
I didn't think it was terrible. I did notice, you know, all the botching and stuff like that. But sometimes botching is okay. Sometimes botching doesn't bother me too much. I might be by myself on this one. I feel like I am, but the whole trash can thing with her and made me laugh.
It made me laugh too, bro.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny.
Like, I couldn't stop laughing just thinking about it. So it brought out the emotion in me, whether it was good or bad. It brought something out of me. Even when she got stuck in the trash can, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
The match is. It was too long. I agree with Corey.
I don't think there should be a women's war games.
Ooh, that's a hard take. And you know what?
I don't think they should.
I'm with Frankie on this one.
I think this should only be the men's.
I'm with Frankie on this.
Leave the woman out of it.
I don't think this was the best women's one. I think the last year one was a little better.
Last year one was good, actually.
It just, again, like, you know, all the talent in the ring that was in that ring are actually pretty good. Usually they struggle with some talent sometimes. Some of the women's wrestlers, they can't really, like, keep up with, like, a Rhea Ripley or, like, an Io. But, like, all of them were, like, I thought they were all pretty, you know, equal and fair. I know Corey's Toni Storm snob. Even though I put you on, right?
Jeez. No, no, you never put me on Toni Storm.
Yeah, okay. You watch NXT UK?
NXT what?
Where did Toni Storm come from?
I NXT. Oh.
Mm-hmm. No.
NXT, she just...
No. Rhea Ripley, where'd she come from?
NXT. Oh, yeah. I'm not watching a UK. I'm not watching that. You know what? Oh, I can't wait to talk about English wrestling because... They just, the English wrestlers ruined the show. From top to bottom, they ruined it. Every single one.
Not Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne did his thing.
All right, so this is a good transition. Timothy Thatcher versus Tommaso Ciampa. So here's my thing on this one. I thought it was a good match, right? But this Timothy Thatcher dude, is he from UK as well?
Mm-hmm.
I think Khalif said is these UK dudes have no swag. So you can't build a story around these dudes who have no, I didn't care about the match. They did nothing for me. I'm like, I wanted to use the bathroom at some point. I'm like, I wanted to use the bathroom. And then when I come out, I wanted the match to be over and it was still going. And I'm thinking, why do I care about this stupid match? And I'm thinking Tommaso, he's so great. Why is he the second match? Like, I hated this match.
I feel like they don't know what to do with Ciampa.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Fair.
I don't know. They seem confused. Lost with him.
Yeah, they're a little confused with him. They don't know where to really put a match in for him. Like
exactly, yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, Timmy Thatcher, you know, it's what he reminds me of? I'm going old school again. Ah, I'm on my old school joint today. he reminds me of Bob Backlund. It was a wrestler for your kids out there named Bob Backlund, and WWE gave him another shot at becoming a star, quote unquote, in the 90s, in 96. Especially, he had a match for Bret Hart, and he beat Bret Hart for the world championship.
Yeah, I remember that.
He reminds me of this guy, like, but it was funny back then. Now it's not as funny. Like Timothy Thatcher doesn't do it for me.
It's like, just hard to, like, his style is, like, completely different from Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa's
a real technical wrestler.
And, like, rugged. Don't get me wrong, Thatcher's, like, aggressive and rough, too, but it's, like, I don't know, it's just two different styles that just didn't...
They don't go along together.
Didn't really mesh.
I mean, Pat, how did you feel about it, man? Did you...
To be honest with you, it was
hold
the
on,
match.
Pat. Hold on, Pat. I'm sorry. Hold on. I just want to say one thing, Khalid. That was very disrespectful to put Bob Backlund. Bob Backlund had swag. Yes. He was funny.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm trying to say.
Timothy Thatcher has like one tooth missing. He has a Thatcher catch cam where he's like so like. I don't want to watch NXT anymore if he's on it. Like this is boring. I'm sorry. Pat, you go ahead. I just had to say that. My fault.
What do you think? Honestly, it was the five matches. It was the one that I was least looking forward to, like Corey stated earlier. Quality wrestler, but what is drawing me in to watch him? You know what I mean? And even like Edwin said, his style is so, so different than a lot of wrestlers, not even just Ciampa, that I think the match exceeded my expectations, but that's probably because I wasn't looking forward to it at all. So I don't know if the match was that good or if it's just because I had no expectation of it, but it was cool. You know, I thought it was a solid, you know, job by Ciampa, and he really busted his ear open. I didn't catch what's – I don't know if that was the knee or the kick. But, it was good. But I really don't – like you said, Thatcher, not somebody I really look for, you know what I mean? Or will he be around at WWE in a year or two from now?
Now, does this feud continue? Like, from the way they were, like, looking at each other at the
end of the match? Please,
I think they'll continue it just because not so much for Thatcher, but they don't know what to do with Tommaso. So I think they'll drag it out, maybe best two out of three, like maybe until throughout the winter, just because they don't know what to do with them. I think either one.
He's always getting hurt. This is his first takeover after in your house.
Why didn't they move him up?
Right. He doesn't want to go up.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him on that.
I just want to raise the Tommaso Ciampa match.
His last deal he signed, he stated, I will sign it, but I cannot go to the main roster.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with him. Ain't nothing for him to do up there.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing for him to do up
Vince,
there.
Vince wouldn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, yeah. He get more money, but ain't nothing else. Ain't nothing else he can do up there.
Yes.
Right.
You know what's crazy? I don't know why this dude popped in my head. What happened to Velveteen Dream, man? This dude was so... Like, every time we went to NXT TakeOver, man, I'm like, oh, man, this dude has something about him.
That's swag. Like, you want to talk about swag? That's swag right
that
there.
That is swag, Frank. That's swag. Now I'm like...
Entrances, all that.
I never forget...
I don't know.
I never forget the first time when I saw him against Aleister Black. That was my first time getting introduced to Velveteen Dream. That match was amazing.
That match was good.
I really thought it was really
good.
That's
the one he was telling him to, like, say his name?
Yeah.
That one? Yep. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah,
I don't know what's up with Dream now.
He fell off the face of the earth.
Now he's a nightmare.
Poor Dream.
Now he's
poor
a nightmare.
But I like that segue, because speaking of nightmares, Dexter Lumis versus Cameron Grimes in a strap match.
I had to take a crap.
This was my bathroom break.
I think I literally woke my son up from his sleep just to, like, play with him. And then I put him back to sleep. And then this match was still going on. I'm like, damn, man. This was the worst match of the
card.
What's
the purpose of strap matches?
A strap match used to be cool. It used to be cool.
Yeah.
It was something. It was the purpose. I remember the whole thing was you're supposed to touch each turnbuckle.
Yeah.
There used to be a functional reason behind the strap match. Now it's just to whip somebody's ass.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it is for now. It's no functionality other than we just need a strap and hit somebody with some leather.
Yeah, I didn't know that about the turnbuckle. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you said you have to touch all four.
Yeah,
that's how you would win or something.
Yeah,
back in the WCW days. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I gotta ask Corey, because you made a comment earlier that you said you like Grimes. Now
I turned the corner.
Where did this come from?
I turned the corner.
So I was watching some YouTube clips, and it happened that I think he wrestled for Impact.
Yes, he did.
I had no idea. So I looked at his Impact stuff. I forgot his name. Trevor Lee?
Yes. Yep.
That dude was a beast, man.
Look at this guy. Look at
he
that.
He was a beast.
Look, Corey.
I watched two matches. I said, that's it. I'm not going to brainwash myself to watch any more of this garbage. But this dude was a beast. And then I like Dexter Lumis, though.
I like him, too.
I like him, but you know what it is with him? I feel like he has, like, this – he feels like a fake Undertaker kind of, like – but they need to make him more, like
– Take that back.
Great. No, I apologize. Now, I don't want to put him in the same category as Undertaker, but, like, I feel like he has that stare. He's in phenomenal shape, but I feel like he needs – something like maybe the same character, but more like hardcore.
He's like a cold,
something like that.
Like cold, like he's a cold character. Like, but I like him. It's like he's like he could be like working for the mob or something, like an assassin for them. Like he has some type of he has something that I like. I always liked him. It's just that. Yeah, what you think, Pat?
I was going to say that. I mean, Cameron Grimes is a great wrestler. I've seen him a little bit when he was in Impact, and definitely solid. Not my style, but Dexter Lumis, that's something I can get behind, because he's just – like he draws out the curiosity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know Corey was saying about The Undertaker, not Taker per se, but, like, he draws that curiosity out of you, like, wow, this guy's different. You know what I mean? And I think at any given moment he could you know, flip the switch and really get even crazier, but there's no rush on it. So I think, like, he's definitely somebody, I think, for the long haul, if they treat it right, you know what I mean? I think he could definitely be a force to be reckoned with, champion.
I just can't get into him just yet, because I feel like they haven't, like, really paired him with anyone, like, where
worthy.
Drawing, yeah, where it's drawing my attention to. Like, it's just all comical so far, so I can't like take it serious. Like the Halloween episode, the haunted house thing, like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, true. Like if you're trying to build him and make him a serious like character, like you don't want to make him too cheesy. At some point it just gets cheesy.
Like, you know, he reminds he reminds me of like his coldness. Like I was just watching this movie randomly. You ever see this movie called Hitman?
Yeah.
That's what he reminds me of. Like the character in that movie. Like just cold, just walking down the street, just cold. Okay. I like that though. I like that. That could be something that they could work on if they knew what they were doing. If they had better creative writers like me, but they don't. That's another story.
I think you're on the they're paying you actually for these comments that you've been saying a lot. I think you are on the you're if they're paying you.
Corporate Sparks has struck again.
I think this dude should be like a mobster. Like wear a suit. Like put some hits on people, have that cold look. Then when he's about to like beat somebody up, he takes off his shirt and like goes to town. I think he needs something like that, man. Instead of this like weird dude who haunts people in these haunted houses, this is corny, stalker. Man. Corny. It's whole stalker thing.
At first it was cool, but it's just, I don't know. Like I said, just the certain bookings, like they just shouldn't do certain things with him if you want to take him seriously.
That's true.
Right.
And then speaking of taking seriously
the
North American Championship, we had Johnny Gargano versus Damian Priest versus Leo Rush. Oops, not Leo Rush. I'm sorry. Leon Ruff. I can't tell those two apart. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to say anything right now. You guys take the floor on this one.
Hey, man. It's match of the night right there. You know what? Honestly. I was entertained by this.
I was entertained too.
Now Leon Ruff, whatever he is, he's a grown ass child. He looks like a grown ass child out there. He's not believable, but
he sold his ass off tonight.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was about to say. He was definitely did very well. The match itself, I thought was interesting. Like it was fascinating. It was fast paced. It was, you know. You know, even everybody got to do their thing. Leon Ruff got to do his stupid ring, his rope thingy. He jumps on a rope and jumps on another rope and jumps down a rope and jumps underneath your leg. He got to do his little thing. There was the point in the match where I thought he might win because he did the oldest trick in the book of WWE. I've been watching WWE for 30 years. I know the oldest trick. It's the, you got injured, we're going to take you in the back, and you're going to come back in the match at some point. They've done it. I swear, 30 times already. Yeah. So he did that. What the hell was going on with the scream cast that happened to be in this match?
That just killed
me. I have no idea. Yeah. All I know is that Scream has just finished shooting Scream 5 in North Carolina. Okay. So they might have a deal with these guys. Now, Hill Sparks, I'm just telling you what I know. The Scream 5 just finished shooting. So maybe they have some type of agreement with WWE because they've done this already. They did this with the Halloween thing, and now they did it with this, and they was doing it with and some of the NXT Wednesday show. So I don't know. But it has some Damian Priest was fighting them. And then when we get to the end of this, we find out that one of the guys in the mask is Edwin's boy.
Yes, sir.
No. I've been an Austin Theory fan for so long. I've been riding his coattails, so that's my guy.
I can't stand this guy.
That's my guy. I've been watching him for months.
Pat, yeah. I originally told Corey about Austin Theory when he first came into WWE, and I'm like, the guy is a stud.
Right.
Young, he has it all, the look, everything. I'm like, go back and watch some of his matches from Evolve and just all his – no, I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I like this guy. Oh, this guy's really good. Oh, this is my guy now. Like, get out of here. But, Pat, what do you think about the match?
Oh, man. I mean, honestly, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fact of, like, every time Damian Priest did something to Leon, he was like, oh, my bad. Like, big brother type stuff. Like, oh, man. Like, I feel bad that I hurt you. You know what I'm saying? That's an interesting dynamic, but I don't know what you could really do with it going forward. Gargano, what was this, his third North American title reign? Mm-hmm. I'm happy for him. I hope it's a decent reign. I mean, they play hot potato with that belt, it seems, you know?
They do.
it's kind of crazy. It's been at what, like 2+ years, and I feel like there's only been like what 10 to 12 switches already. Yeah. But the match itself, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. But I don't know what to take from it going forward as far as feuds are concerned. I don't know. Is it going to be Ruff and Gargano? Is it going to be Priest involved in some capacity? I mean, you know, I don't think we want to see another triple threat, whether you enjoyed it or not tonight. So, you know, it was good for what it was worth tonight.
Like I said, though, I think WWE has to see something in Ruff, because he literally just signed with the developmental probably about, I think it was like two. When did he make his debut? It was like last month, maybe?
Probably. No, it was before that.
Like two months ago?
3 weeks.
I feel like it was
probably 2 months ago. Or something, right?
Yeah. He just signed when he made his debut. And like I said, WWE has to see something in this guy for
five or six people.
Yeah. What you said, Pat?
No, I was just saying to put a title on him right away.
I was saying, wow.
And put the second biggest title on him.
I was just going to say that. Put the North American on him. That's the crazy part.
It took Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch, what, 10 years?
Exactly.
But, I mean, hey, that's cool. But I was happy for him. But I was just like, wow, like you said, Edwin, they must really see a future for him, which is great for him.
And, of course, he has to put on some weight. But, like I said, he sold a lot tonight. He sold very well tonight. And he had this one spot where I thought it was pretty cool, where he, like, did a little springboard off the rope into like a RKO on Gargano.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty dope. I thought that was cool.
That looked cool. They see a lot. They see a lot of him because I tell you, he's already got the North America title. He's already engaged to someone in the company already.
Yeah.
I don't know how to help with what the hell's going on there. You know,
who's engaged to?
Vince McMahon, huh?
Who's he engaged to?
He's engaged to one of the referees, the female, the black chick.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's engaged to her. Yeah.
Forget her name. She was an indie wrestler before ref, too.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's engaged to her. Because it was indie ref.
They make those things? Indie ref? What the hell is that?
Indie wrestler. She's an indie wrestler. She then, when she went to NXT, she became a referee. Which I know she was on the circuit for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot going on right now. You know, Vince is liking him. Triple H, they liking him, man. I mean, what do they see in him? I don't really know. But they see something in him. And I got to be honest. Yes. Like I said, the match was enjoyable. I think it was my favorite match of the night, actually, to be honest. Like, and that surprised me because, it had somebody that I kind of don't like in the match. But I enjoyed his part, too. Not going to say his name.
Just call me the heel because I don't know what's going on with you today. First off, I gotta be honest.
I gave you the heel. You the heel right now. I'm gonna go corporate on this one. I gotta be honest. Like
it could have been match of the night.
150 pounds.
You're right. No. And he didn't win though.
He skips the line, but he skips the line and wins the quote unquote second highest belt.
Yeah, you're right.
He's not even better than what's that guy who has the 205 belt.
You're right. Oh, yeah. You're right. You're definitely right about that.
That dude is better than him. So how do you skip a 205 belt and then go straight to the second best belt?
It was just to create confusion. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, it was just to create a buzz.
Yeah, very surprising.
It wasn't for no other reason. Like, listen, I don't think Leon Ruff is good at all, but it created a buzz. It's like what I said about the whole AEW thing. Change. Now I want to watch AEW next week because they just created a buzz. It's not really because the match itself was that great. It's just they created a buzz. And that's what NXT did with this Ruff guy. They created a buzz with him. True. And, you know, I don't know what else to say. That's what they did.
Damn shame.
I know.
Oh. So now we hit the main event, the men's war game match. We had the Undisputed Era versus Pat McAfee, Pete Dunne, Danny Burch, and Oney Lorcan. I hated this match.
I don't know what you watched.
Once again, these English wrestlers just ruined it for me. They ruined everything. I don't want to see Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan. They're boring.
No, they're not.
He's boring, and they're not boring.
No, I enjoyed them.
You enjoy them?
Yes. I've said it before. I'm like, how long is it going to take these guys to get a tag team belt? And the next week, they got the tag team belts. And I was like, finally.
Why do you enjoy them? Why do you enjoy them?
They're a good tag team. In NXT right now, who's the name of tag team that stands out to you?
Tag team? Ever Rise is probably better than them. Imperium is better than them.
Get out of here.
Imperium is better than them.
Yeah. But when they fought, it was a good match. Imperium versus Oni Larkin. That was a good match. Very good.
It was boring because it was just these English wrestlers. They have no swag, man. The only English wrestler I like is what's that guy's name? Walter.
Walter.
Walter is the best by far.
You don't like Pete Dunne?
And Pete Dunne. Other than that, that's it.
Yo, I know Pete Dunne got in a good shape, but can I just say one thing? Did he not work on his legs while he was trying to get in shape? He got some chicken legs. I swear, like, is it just me or like, I'm just like, I know he's
focused on upper body. That's it.
Yeah, that spray tan is killing me, man.
He's like orange.
For real.
What do you guys think about the match in general?
Go ahead, Pat.
The match, honestly, I understand what Corey's saying. He probably didn't like the match before it started because he didn't like who was on the opposition of Undisputed, right? Oni and them. So I get it. I mean, you probably like the characters of stuff. They don't have really a character. I like the match. It was probably – it was tied between that and the triple threat was the most enjoyment I got out of the night. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of back and forth. At several points, you didn't know who was going to win. Undisputed Era, man, they just bring it, man. I just like their camaraderie. Kyle O'Reilly, the first year in NXT, I was not a big fan. Now he's probably my favorite in the group.
He's like, amazing. He's
a beast, man. He makes the most of his size out there. He's this incredible. Roderick Strong, he does things I can't believe. Bobby Fish is in his early 40s, still doing it like he's 25. Adam Cole. So I enjoyed it. McAfee does his thing. He's just athletic. You know what I'm saying? He flew halfway across the ring through the table.
He is athletic. He is athletic.
Man, he's athletic. So it was a solid match to me. I think it was a good main event. It was a good main event.
I definitely enjoyed it. You know me, I'm a big Undisputed guy. Again, Kyle O'Reilly to me in this match stood out a lot. You had a lot of Kyle O'Reilly spots. And I liked the opening with him and Pete Dunne. The groundwork. The reversals, that was pretty cool. And then there was a spot with Roderick Strong where he did the suplex into the knee break where he like threw Pete Dunne in the air.
Oh yeah.
I was like, God, he just crazy. Threw him in the air. Like
he does that stupid move every week.
Yeah, but it's still a cool move.
It's all right.
Overall, again, like I thought it was good. Was it the best Undisputed War Games match? Yeah. No. But it was definitely good.
Yeah.
I like part of it. I mean, I didn't like the whole thing. And like Corey's right about the English guys, you know, they gotta learn how to improve their swag. Whatever you wanna call it. Whatever the word is, they got to prove that. As far as the match goes, I like the match. The match was very solid. You know, Pat McAfee is very good at what he does. Now, I'm always confused with this guy. Like, here's the question I have to ask. Like, is he – this is a tough one. Is he really trying to be a wrestler? Because I feel like if he is, because I feel like sometimes with his matches, they're like he's like almost too good. Like he are you telling me that this guy could just come off the street and he could just be wrestling top guys like Adam Cole and all these guys? I mean, now apparently he's got superhuman strength. He can jump out of finishers now. You know? Like now he's so good that he can jump out of finishers now. Now, crazy. That's the part that confuses me a little bit about Pat McAfee. Like, have we gone there with him? Have we gone to the point where he's so good that he can jump out of people's finishes with no problem? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he trying to be like a real WWE star here? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure.
He's not signed with them, right? Or is he?
Right. Is he?
I don't know. But he obviously replaced Ridge Holland.
Oh, right.
That's actually supposed to be Ridge Holland's spot.
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
Because he's jumping out of finishes now. Now he's jumping out of finishes. Like,
he does it all. He does it all.
But like, for somebody, he makes it look really good. Like, to take that like Panama Sunrise spot, that can't be easy.
Nah, he does some great stuff. I agree with you. And to be honest, to take it back to a few months ago when he had that one-on-one with Cole, that's when I was like, oh my God. I was like, this guy, like you said, he was just talking about, you know, is he a wrestler or not? I even said, damn, is this his first match or he fight for a title tonight?
Yeah.
This guy has got some moves, but again, I don't know, you know, going forward with.
Because the only reason why I'm asking that is because that kind of makes Adam Cole look weak a little bit sometimes.
I hear you.
Like, he jumps out of Adam Cole's finisher. Adam Cole looking like,
I said it earlier. He didn't jump out of the first one when they had the first match. But then But I mean, I don't know. Will we see him again? Probably in World Rumble. But
wow.
I could see Royal Rumble. You get one or two, like, surprises at Royal Rumble. Like,
you get the Shaqs. You get the Shaqs.
Yeah, you get a Shaq or, you know, whoever it is.
Wow.
I actually could see that happening.
Wow.
Yeah, I could.
Can't believe that.
if he enters the Royal Rumble and he lasts for a long time.
He ain't gonna last for a long time. He'll probably maybe throw out, like, two people, but.
Well, why not? He jumping out of finishers. Why couldn't he last for a long time? Like,
they were laughing because I was saying one of my theories was that Undisputed Era is going up to the main roster and they're going to Raw because they were wearing red. Because they usually wear black and gold.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a good point. Yeah, I was going to ask you guys what you thought about that. I said, oh, wow. Okay. I'm curious what's going on there.
Oh, I know what will happen. They'll be running for the 24/7 title.
No, they won't.
I bet you they will.
No, they won't. I guarantee it.
Who was that guy that was fighting against Daniel Bryan? And it was like really good matches. Drew Gulak. He's running for the 24/7 belt.
Yeah, but they didn't know what to do with him. Like I said, he had the really good match with Daniel Bryan, and he had the really good match with AJ Styles. Then they just didn't know what to do with him.
Right.
They go up. Roderick Strong has no personality, so Roderick Strong will be running for that belt. Adam Cole is the only star they have there, and the rest of the two. They're going to be a tag team.
Don't sleep on Kyle O'Reilly.
I'm going to sleep on him because he's boring.
Vince wouldn't know what to do with him.
Kyle O'Reilly's a star.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vince wouldn't know what to do.
Vince wouldn't know what to do, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Vince would try to put them into, like, Retribution or something.
Yeah.
You would be. I could see them going to Retribution.
This is like, we got to do something.
No.
Let's put him in Retribution.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Let's do it.
Overall ratings for War Games out of 10.
2.
Who gonna go first?
What?
2.
Bro, I don't know what you watch. How do you give this?
All right. I apologize. That's my fault. My bad. 3.
Yeah, I'm done with this guy.
3.
I'm gonna give it a 5, almost a 6. I only enjoy 3 matches.
Okay.
I'll give it a 6.
All right. Damn, man, got me on my corporate stuff today, man. I don't want to be like this right now, man.
I'm gonna go higher than
Frankie. This is ridiculous. Oh boy, 7.
7.
I'm at. Check your bank account, man.
I'm giving it 7.5.
All right.
Wow.
Very good. Yeah, I'm giving it a solid 7.
Yeah. I see. Like, it was good. It wasn't. Don't get it. Was it the best War Game pay-per-view? No.
It wasn't better than last year.
Last year was way better.
This is the worst War Games.
Worse.
Yeah.
This is.
It probably was.
I agree on that.
Definitely the worst.
I agree on that.
You see, you know what the difference is? The difference is the reason why I'm giving it a little bit of a higher score is the difference is I think the women's match, I didn't mind it too much. Even though it was botchy, I didn't mind it so much as much as Corey or Frankie did. That's why I think I'm gonna give it. I gave it a little bit of a higher rating.
Well, I think the biggest thing with this kind of match, you got eight people in it. When it's all said and done, if you're gonna botch in a match with two rings and a cage, I think this is the match you botch.
Yeah, agreed.
Botch that one-on-one title match or a tag match or something like that. Triple threat in this kind of match, it's not that it's acceptable, but it can be overlooked. You know what I'm saying? It's not, we're not really looking at technicality for a lot of this stuff when you're bringing in garbage cans, toolbox tables. You know what I mean?
No more women's war games. That's it.
Nah, I'd like to see it again.
Nah,
I don't have nothing wrong with it.
I wouldn't mind if they discontinue that. I didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't bad at all.
Listen, but, The spot with the trash can still made me laugh.
That was hilarious, bro. I was like, what just happened?
Everybody's gonna remember it, like it or not. It served its purpose.
Horrible.
But before we wrap things up, Pat, I'm gonna put you on the spot, here, brother. Put you on the spot.
Yeah, man.
We do something called cut your promo for guests to come on the podcast. Now here's the thing. I remember early in the show, we mentioned the librarian.
Oh, the librarian?
Yes. You're going to be the librarian on this one, all right?
So, all right, cool.
He had a few vignettes that he was filming, and he posted on, it was on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And he had the name The Librarian, and this was, I think, before AEW, right? Or like when they were just starting?
That's when they were meeting for the librarian spot. I put in for it, yeah.
He put in for the librarian spot, and they ended up giving it to, who's this guy?
Pete something or other with the mustache.
Some skinny.
Oh, really?
Brony, like some bump. And they took my man's gimmick.
Wow.
Pat, tonight you
AEW cut Pat a check.
Thank you.
Cut him a check.
The librarian tonight, you are going one-on-one with the head of the table, Roman Reigns, at, let's say, Royal Rumble. No, TLC, the next pay-per-view coming up. You got 30 seconds to cut your promo. Corey, get the timeout.
I'm going to get the timer. One, this is gonna two, be three, go.
You call yourself the head of the table? Well, that's funny because I'm hungry. So pass the dessert. Because I'm going to eat this one up real quick and no need for a to-go bag. Because quite simply, the librarian and Roman Reigns, all I've got to say is you're going to remember this chapter. Because after this, I'm going to take my library card and check out every book, just like you're going to check out of this company when I hit you with the 1, 2, 3. New champ, you're looking at.
There you go. Ooh. I like it. Solid.
Ooh. All right, the best one we got so far. That was the best one we got so far.
The best promo.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
That was a good one.
Also, Pat had a he wrestled. He did a little wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, last year, Postal Pat, you know, being a mailman. So.
Oh, I did a little wrestling myself, but I had to. I'm just can I talk to him? Can I talk to him?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I did a lot of wrestling myself, but I was like so good that they wanted to skip me to go to WWE. But then I hurt my spinal.
Spinal. So, yes.
So then I couldn't really do what I want to do. And then I had to go to the indies, and I wasn't really trying to do knee wrestling. So, you know, that's my story, man.
That's my story.
I hear you.
Yeah,
Pat, we appreciate you coming on to the show.
Thanks. Really appreciate you inviting me.
Definitely coming again. Definitely got to come again.
Well, thank you. Have you back for another one.
Look forward to it, guys.
Once again, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Designated Report. If you haven't listened to past episodes, available on all platforms. And then we'll be back next week. What we got? We don't got no pay-per-views next week, right? Just Raw, SmackDown, AEW.
TLC's one, the 20th, right?
Yes.
20th, yeah.
So we got another week or so before that. So we'll catch you guys next week again. Pat, thank you very much. It was a pleasure, fellas.
Yeah.
Yes, have a good night.
Have a good one, fellas. Peace.
Later.